Llama ya al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Hey amigos! Welcome back! Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio and on Vaughn's Instagram. Don't forget, you can join us live. It's Grupo_Vaughn. Hello, Anna, Yaiza, Jose, JM Hermosilla, Mala, Idoya, Mamarca 68, and all the rest of you who join us and have fun learning English and laughing together. All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back to this, the third part of today's show with no name. It has flown by. Where did it go? ¿Dónde ha ido? The show with no name. Man, it was the first half of the show, la primera mitad. Where did it go? Is it just me, or did it feel like it really like flew by, like at light speed? All right, well, guys, doesn't matter. We don't have time to talk about how fast it went by, or it's going to go by even faster. So we need to listen to our Say What soundbite. This is the third listen. Guys, I want you to write down what you hear. Here we go.
I've got it all.
I don't know.
Leave it to me. Anna, just a thing for your mood. How about that music?
Well, you can
fine. Great beat.
Yes.
Hidden speakers. Quadraphonic.
Really?
Yeah, I got it all.
All right. That was the third listen of today's Say What soundbite. You're going to get one more chance to write that down and tell us what you heard. And remember, as we always do, we'll reveal it a little bit later on in the show. All right, let's finish up our spelling bee and let's keep trucking along. To truck along is seguir moviéndonos para adelante. And let's look at the next one, cocaine. Cocaine. Now, this is a drug almost that has almost been socially accepted, I would say, in certain circles, en ciertos círculos. Don't think so? Go to Hollywood. Go to the music industry. Okay, I'm not saying all over the world, and I'm not saying everyone. I'm generalizing just to let you know that it's normalized in some industries to do cocaine, which is very, very sad, I think, that something like this would be normalized. And if you think about it, it was almost glamorous. Think of Studio 54. Everybody, all the celebrities were blowing lines, right? To blow a line is una raya. And again, this is a very, you're playing with fire every time you snort or you do a line of cocaine, or even worse, crack, which in the United States, as many of you know, we've had a very serious problem with that. And I remember in the episode, the money episode of For Your English, I remember that we looked at, I don't remember the percentage, but a very high percentage of dollar bills contained cocaine on them. And so that's not good, guys. That is not good, especially, you know, as I said, now before I was thinking about my own health, but now I'm thinking about my daughter and what kind of influence she's having on her as well. So obviously, I don't have to tell you, cocaine is a stimulant. It's an upper. It's something that supposedly, you know, brings you up and you go, you know, up into the clouds. And as I said, in the 70s and even now in certain industries, it's, you know, they kind of normalize it, but it's very, very dangerous. And I heard something like, I don't know, maybe Chris or one of our doctor students can find out that figure. But I made it up before, but I remember reading something like, when you do a line of cocaine, you increase the chances of having a heart attack by like at least, me acuerdo que era, it was an astronomical number. It wasn't like tenfold. Tenfold significa dos veces. So, you know, your heart just starts racing. You get flustered. And you know what the problem is with all these drugs? When that starts losing its effect, you want more, right? Isn't that the way the vicious cycle works? And again, someone who has a problem with drugs, they're sick, just like somebody who, I believe, you know, has a sickness. They have something and they need help. And it's okay to need help. It's okay. In fact, that's where this next one came from, methadone. And you can hear right there the word meth in it, methadone. Now, I remember in New York, there were methadone clinics, okay? And this was a place where someone who was trying to kick heroin, to kick es dejar, okay? And they would administer methadone to them. And I don't know, I guess it's less dangerous. I'm not too sure. As I said, I'm not an expert in this stuff. But in World War II, it was used to treat pain debido a morphine shortage. And shortage is escasez. There was a morphine shortage, and they said, all right, well, we're going to use this. And this stuff, well, it's dangerous. Just it's on this list for a reason. And here's another one. The chemical is available in tablet, liquid, or injection form. So what does that mean? That means that you can, just like an aspirin, you can just pop a pill and it's like you shot up. And I think that's crazy. But also they say that if you're trying to kick heroin, there are some really bad side effects when you're trying, you go through something called withdrawal. And this is, your body is begging you for this drug. It needs the drug. And so I guess methadone, they administer, I guess it's more controlled, obviously, than heroin you buy from Chico, the drug dealer on the corner. You see what I mean? So I guess it's safer, I can imagine. And the next one, we have a serious problem in my country with the next one. I'm sure it's no secret. You've seen these documentaries. If you haven't, there are documentaries on Netflix about this. And this is Oxycontin, okay? Se escribe Oxycodone, but we say Oxycontin. De hecho, yo pensaba que cuando se... que la palabra era cotton. Cotton como algodón. But it's Oxycontin. And it's notorious right now. I don't know if it's arrived in Spain. And if it is in Spain, if it's at the level that it is in the United States. Well, just know one thing. In the United States, we have a lot of commercials, pharmaceutical commercials on TV every minute. And here, if I'm not mistaken, again, I'm not an expert, I'm an English teacher, it's illegal here to have to promote prescription medicine on TV. Is that correct? Or again, I have students who would probably know that information better than I do. But this basically is one of the leading causes of young people dying in the United States now. And Percocet, this is basically Oxycontin, Percocet. These are like drugs that, again, were prescribed for something and then, well, it got out of hand. And scary to think about this stuff that, you know, my daughter, okay, I don't have it in my home. Thankfully, I don't need painkillers. Although, I have a dentist appointment today. Uh-oh. ¿Cómo se dice recetar? We say prescribe. I wonder if they're going to prescribe any painkillers. I hope not. I hope it's not that painful and I can just deal with the pain. But I remember when I was, when I got hit by a car, I had a broken leg. And I remember I had to take some kind of medicine to coat my stomach. Para proteger mi estómago from the pain medic. And I said, whoa. So I have to take medicine to prepare for this medicine. That's pretty hardcore. And it wasn't the hardest core stuff. No me dieron lo más fuerte. So All I'm saying is this, be careful. Be careful. These, you know, that the whole idea behind drugs is, I believe the whole idea, there's my daughter in the background. The whole idea behind drugs, again, is not, the feeling when you're on them is great. You don't feel any pain, right? When you take Oxycontin, I imagine. But the problem is when you don't have it. And that's what we need to think about in advance. And that's what we need to educate our children about, too. Chris says, I don't use Oxycontin. I don't know if it is prescribed here in Spain. We wouldn't say prescripted. I don't know if the British do, but in the United States, we say prescribed. So it's a prescription and a doctor prescribes it. Sarah says, Oxycontin is way too big in the U.S. It was prescribed to my husband after a minor shoulder surgery. And we met a lot of people that had it as well after minor stuff. Well, again, then you can watch these documentaries that say, well, think about it. There's just money to be made if people are addicted to our drugs, said the people who are making this money. So as we say in English, in, you know, in any of these cases, you want to know what's going on? Follow the money. Sigue el dinero. Follow the money. And you'll be able to know exactly who's benefiting from it, who's profiting from it, right? To profit is ganar beneficios. All right, well, guys, we need to move on. It's time for another section called Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And this is a part of the show where we give you guys a scene from a movie, and you guys have to tell us what movie it's from. Born to Iron Man says, Lara wants to participate on the show. Oh, yeah, yeah. She hears Daddy, and she's like, I'm in. Let's do this. Vamos. ¿Dónde me apunto? And recently, my wife taught her to say, guapo, guapo. Papi, guapo. It's amazing because she strokes my arm. Como me acaricia el brazo. She comes up and she goes, papi, guapo, guapo. I think it's the cutest thing in the world. That's my drug over there. My drug is that little kid. That smile. That's my drug. All right. Well, here we go, guys. This is today's Name That Movie. I'm going to give you guys the trailer first, and then I want you guys to tell me what movie it's from. Okay? And then we'll go through a scene and learn some English from it as well. Here we go. Six Los Angeles celebrities are stuck in James Franco's house after a series of devastating events just destroyed the city. Inside, the group not only have to face the apocalypse, but themselves. Sounds cool. Nata says, we would really like to see Lara on the show. Yeah, but there's just one problem. She likes to like grab the microphone and like, you know, hit the keys. So a lo mejor me borra el programa. You know, I don't know if it would be a technically good idea, but maybe she'll pay us a visit. Apúntate esa, to pay someone a visit. Es interesante porque es pagar una visita. Right? So to pay a visit. I'll use it in context as I tell you to do all the time. And what I want you guys to do is, if you haven't, well, go over to my Instagram page and pay a visit. Alberto_Alonso. And remember, lately I've been, launching the show with no name bites. So every show, you'll have access to this show, some of the vocabulary, a 1 minute video tomorrow. Unless you're patrons, then you'll have access today. But if you can wait, well, you know, why not? And if you're patrons, well, just another added bonus, right, as we say. Okay, let's see if you guys got today's Name That Movie. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for J.M. Hermosilla. Great job. Also Born to Iron Man, Chris Valrol, Claudia. Excellent, excellent job, my amigos. Wow. Good, good. All right, this movie is called This Is the End. This is the End. Oh, and let me tell you something about capitalization in English of movie and book titles, okay? Normally, every important word, and I'll explain what an important word is in a moment, every important word should be capitalized. So, or the, unless is the first word, or and, then it's, again, if it's the first word, it's capitalized. So, Forrest Gump, obviously both are. But this is the end. It's interesante. Because here, I would say, just for the aesthetic reason, this is the end. So, T and E. But there's, here, let's do it. Capital, let's Google. How do you capitalization of movie titles, okay? And movie, I believe, applies to books as well. Rule one, in any title, such as the title of a book, song, or movie, the first and last word are always capitalized. So first and last one, definitely. So I understand it gives it some balance there. So in the movie Night at the Museum, both night and museum are capitalized. In each style, rule number two, in each style, you should capitalize nouns, verbs, pronouns, adjectives, and adverbs. So that means you don't have to capitalize the or or you're really capitalizing, you know, the important words, as I said. So that's, I said it in a very short and sweet way. All right. So the movie is called This Is the End. It came out in 2013 or 2013. And let's go through it. Let's go through the scene. Now, these are all real people. So, cuando ves en una película tal, hace de sí mismo, we say as himself, as herself. No, so all of these people are as themselves in the movie. They're celebrities and they play celebrities themselves. So Jay says, Jay Baruchel says, can we please go to fucking Carl's Jr.? If you live in Los Angeles or familiar with California, then you'll know Carl's Jr. is like the McDonald's. Okay, McDonald's is from California originally. McDonald's, McDonald's. But Carl's Jr. is like the California fast food. You know, that's the one. That's the signature one. Carl's Jr. Really good. If you, I'm not a big fast food person, but I do believe you have to try them all and see which of that junk, which is the best. And Carl's Jr. is high on that list. All right. I don't think they ever came to Spain. Have any of you tried Carl's Jr. in Los Angeles? It's a religion. I know. I live there. So can we please go to Carl's Jr.'s? Buenos Aires, puto. Carl's Jr.'s. Carl's Jr., excuse me. And Seth Rogen says, I would love to, but I'm on a, I can't really eat that stuff now. I'm on this cleanse. Okay. And the word cleanse is una limpieza. Cleanse. Cleanse. Okay. A lot of people do it. They have a 30-day cleanse and they just eat certain foods. Lo conocéis, no? No sé la palabra. Una limpieza. Cleanse. And it's common in Hollywood, the cleanse diets and all of that. So it makes sense. He goes, well, I'm on this cleanse, he says. And Jay says, you're on a what? Like, ¿qué me estás contando, tío? O sea, el you're on a what can, puede tener muchas intonaciones aquí, right? So you can say, you're on a what? I didn't hear you, right? But you're on a what? Like, ¿qué me, this is a, you're on a what, dude? ¿Qué rollos me estás contando? And Seth repeats it. He says, I'm on a cleanse. And Jay laughs. He goes, what? And Seth goes, yeah, it's good for you. It's good for you. He says, you're supposed to take six shits a day. Excuse my language. So it's very interesting, this word. To take a dump, to take a crap, or to take a shit is God, right? But it's interesting because you don't take it, you leave it. Ahí está el chiste, ¿no? You don't take it. Yo me acuerdo cuando alguien me dijo eso, me explotó la cabeza de joven. I'm like, I'm going to go take a poop or take it. And they said, you're going to take it or you're going to leave it? And I was like, oh my God, you're right. So I don't know if I just blew your mind. So he goes, you're supposed to. Se supone que tienes que hacer, que cagar, giñar, however you want to say it. to defecate, you're supposed to take six shits a day. Seis al día. Which is, I mean, wow. And Jay says, that's not true. You're supposed to shit twice a day. Aquí dijo shit como verbo. Okay. Now it's not sheet. Sheet es sábana. Shit, caca. And Seth Rogen says, no, that's not true. No, es verdad. He goes, that's what they used to think. Eso es lo que antes pensaban, right? That's what they used to think. He goes, now they know you're supposed to shit 6 times a day. Que se supone que ahora... You know, this is health advice, and Chris and my doctor friends will know this. It changes every week. You got to eat eggs. Don't eat eggs. Drink milk. Don't drink milk. Honey is great. Honey is horrible. And you're just like, guys, make a decision and stick with it. You're getting everybody here pretty dizzy. No, that's not true. That's what they used to think. So Jay says, and he kind of says, all right, cut the bullshit. Yeah, dejemos de tontear. He goes, so you're not drinking? You're not smoking weed? He says, no estás fumando? No estás bebiendo? No estás fumando porros? You're not smoking weed? And Seth goes, oh no, I'm drinking and smoking weed. He goes, I'm on a cleanse. I'm not psychotic. So again, there's this normalized in Hollywood partying. Well, let me explain something. When this movie came out, weed was not legal in California, as far as I know. At least not recreationally, and now it is, so it's a different one. It has a different, a lot of these movies from back in the day are not going to make sense anymore because, again, it's been decriminalized in many, many places in the United States. So he goes, claro, dice, entonces, con esta limpieza no estás fumando, no bebiendo. He goes, ¿qué estás loco? He goes, I'm on a cleanse, I'm not psychotic. So this is the end. Really silly, funny movie to watch. One of these movies you can kind of watch and just turn your head off. Apagar la cabeza un poco, right? Victoria says, I think we have in Spain, we have Carl's Jr. For example, close to my house in Parque Sur. Yeah, you can say commercial center, pero al menos en Estados Unidos es más común decir la palabra mall. M-A-L-L. Pero creo que los británicos sí que dicen a commercial center. All right, well, guys, we've got to move on. If you haven't seen that movie, you will chuckle, te reirás, you know, stupidly. But sometimes that's what we need. It's time for another section, a section we call homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. That's right, you know it. It's homophones only on the show with no name. I'm going to give you two words, and I want to know what the words are, and I want to know if they sound exactly the same or not. The first word is droga. I said the word 20 times already. Okay? Second word, arrastrar. Arrastrar. Oh, so you guys do have Carl's Jr. Gran Vía as well. Awesome. Great. So you can see how long it's been since I've been to the center of Madrid. I used to live there for many, many years. I lived in La Latina. I was in Wash Feet, Lavapiés. I was in the Latin Woman, La Latina. I was in the Door of the Sun, or the Gate of the Sun, Puerta del Sol. I lived in Quiet, Callao. All right, J.M. Hermosilla says the two words are and they aren't homophones. Okay, interesting. So the first word again is droga, and the second one is arrastrar. Okay, Debbie says the words are both in singular, right? And they are not homophones. Okay, Jesus, he agrees. He says they're not homophones. Claudia, she says they aren't. Sarah agrees. Lemura agrees as well. Chris Valrol, okay, I think it's unanimous then, right? The word drug and drag don't sound alike. Well, perfect. Great job, guys. They are not homophones. Now, I'm glad you know that, but it's not enough to just know that. You also have to know how to pronounce them. So this is another part of the show where I urge you guys to play along. When I say these words, right, I want you to say them with me. The first word, drug, drug. The second word, drag, drag. All right, my amigos, there it is. Those words are not homophones, so don't pronounce them the same. But we are going to look at words that are so similar that they are the same. That's right, it's time for Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And I cannot believe that we only have one section of the show left. All right, I'm going to give you the Double Trouble, but don't give it to me yet, because we have to go to a commercial break immediately after I give it to you. So here it is, guys. Today's Double Trouble. Vaya rollo. Vaya rollo, you say. It's very Spanish, right? Vaya rollo, chaval. Vaya rollo. No voy a dejar que nadie me desmoralice, que me tire abajo, would be another way to say that. So, vaya rollo, no voy a dejar que nadie me desmoralice o me tire abajo. Guys, we'll take a look at the answer to that and much more in the last part of today's show. So, stick around.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online, the Baugan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Baugan.com.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Baugan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Baugan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Baugan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Baugan, pero no hay un centro Baugan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Baugan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Okay, well, guys, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. I don't think anybody got it yet, so good luck.
I've got it all.
I don't know.
Leave it to me. And adjust the thing for your mood. How about that music?
That is the fourth and final listen. We're going to hear that one more time at the end of the show when we reveal who it is, what it's from, and all that interesting information. And we see who was right. ¿Quién tenía la razón? And don't forget, guys, to follow us on social media. I know you guys who are with us on Instagram right now, you already do. But those of you who are listening via the Vaughn Radio app or via podcast, remember, if you follow us on social media, you get so much more bonus content that accompanies the show. As many of you know, recently I started doing Show With No Name Bites. And of course, it's a 2-hour show, this show, and we go all over the place. So I just choose about 8 to 10 words to give you whatever fits in a minute. Usually it's around 8 to 10 from my experience. And I just review them with you. So if you like that, just remember you've got that on my Instagram, Vaughn, every day, weekends included. They're posting stuff to help you with your English. And all the good news about all this stuff is it's free. You don't have to. Vaughn Radio is a free app. All you need is a little free space. Hablando de double trouble. You just need a little free space on your phone to have the Vaughn Radio app. All right. Well, let's take a look at double troubles over here. It looks like we've got somebody. I want to make sure you are the first one, and you are. So ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for your classmate. Hey, Zeus. All right. Now, Chris. You made a mistake here, but thank you again, because a mistake is a blessing. Es una bendición. And I wanted to talk about that, and you reminded me. So thank you. As I said at the beginning of the show, it slipped my mind. Es otra forma de decir, se me olvidó. Let nunca se emplea con tú. Let me introduce myself. My mother won't let me watch movies, not let me to. Creo que la confusión viene con allow, que es más formal. Y se usa menos que let en general, pero se emplea el allow, el to con el allow. El let no lleva. Okay, so be careful, but thank you. Thank you for pointing it out. It's a very, very, very common mistake. If you guys have the Vaughn manual, the teacher's student manual, there's a page where it just says, let me to, let us to, tachando el to. I remember it very clearly. And I remember Richard said, show this to the students. So they see it and they see, forget that to in there. Okay, so let me. Okay, so vaya rollo. How would we say this? Oh, man, this is boring. This sucks. Stinks. No está pesta, solo peor. Right? I got to go to the dentist this afternoon. Speaking of, it's a perfect. So remember how I always tell you guys to personalize your stuff? Well, I just did. Oh, man, what a drag. That's right. And think about it. Algo que arrastra, que no va lentamente, no se extiende más de lo que tiene. It drags, right? So you say, what a drag. De hecho, if something drags on, no acaba nunca. There's another, bueno, te doy tres por el precio de uno, right? So what a drag. Vaya rollo. This movie just drags on. It seems like it's just dragging on. Y sigue, y sigue. But you know what? No voy a dejar que nadie me tire abajo, me desmoralice, right? We have the word demoralized, but we wouldn't use it in this context. What a drag. I'm not going to let anybody or anyone, esos son intercambiables, by the way. So what a drag. I'm not going to let anyone drag me down. And I know it comes from, I know it. Teachers, keep on teaching. Nobody's gonna drag me down. Higher ground. La canción Higher Ground. Toma, digo, lo tengo que tener ahí. Higher Ground is a song by Stevie Wonder. Esteban Maravillas, the Red Hot Chili Peppers did it. Y en esa canción lo dice, nobody's gonna bring me down. Nadie me va a tirar abajo. Right, so nothing's going to bring me down. No one's going to bring me down, right? So vaya rollo, what a drag. No voy a dejar que nadie me tire abajo. What a drag, I'm not going to let anyone drag me down. And as you guys know, the word drag as well on your computer. If you want to move something, a picture or something, you click it and drag it, right? And you drop it. Do you know all these verbs? Copy, paste, copy, paste, click, drag, delete, like all the different functions that your computer does. If you said no, if the answer is no, then I'll ask you, why isn't your computer in English? Ah, because if you have your computer and your phone in English, you're naturally going to learn that vocabulary. But then you're thinking, Alberto, ¿qué si me pierdo? What if I get lost and I don't know where, you know, no sé si es copiar o pegar? They don't change the location. O sea, que si ya estás acostumbrado a dónde está cliquear y dónde está, it's in the same place. You just have to read it in English, right? Paco says, is it the same to say what a bind or what a drag? No, it's not the same. If you're in a bind, normally you'd say you're in a bind, en un apuro. You're in a difficult situation that you can't get out of, right? To bind is to tie up. So I don't, no, not really the same, no, right? What a drag means, translation, I'll put them in other words. What a drag means, this is fucking boring. That's what that means. This sucks. Esto es lo peor. And I'm in a bind, que la preposición adecuada es to be in a bind, es que estoy en una situación precaria, en una situación difícil. And you guys are in a bind right now because nothing's going to get you out of this. That's right. There's no avoiding it. It's time for You're Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. What did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking. That's right, amigos. That's right. You're joking, only on the show with no name. And I can't believe it. Time has just flown by. We have another 14 or 15 minutes here. So let's tell this joke, and then we've got a celebration. Got a birthday celebration and so much more that we need to do. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, si no me equivoco, I think nobody has figured out the Say What soundbite as of right now. No, a partir de este momento, as of right now, no? All right, guys. Well, you've got another 10 minutes or so to figure it out. But right now, take a breather. A breather es un descanso, right? Para respirar. Take a breather and relax with one of my amazing jokes. I know you guys love my jokes and you just can't wait to hear them. I know. Okay, that's not true. All right, here we go. Some shoes. My drug dealer, basically, wait, let me see. Okay, so, yeah, that's what it is. Es que lo ha escrito, lo copié y pegué y está escrito mal. All right, so, I bought some shoes. Yeah, I bought some shoes off of my drug dealer. That's right, mi camello. I didn't tell you, I don't do drugs, but that's a nice guy. I call him from time to time to say hello. We don't say camel. So, pero fijaos en la estructura. I bought some shoes off of tal. Compré, le compré unos zapatos a tal. That's the structure. I bought a tennis racket off of a friend. Lo compré de tal persona. Write that structure down. To buy something off of someone else. Okay, tiene el off y luego el of con una F. It's a tricky structure, but it's very native. So I bought, my dealer, he likes to sell me, you know, stuff when he doesn't need it anymore. So I bought a pair of shoes off him. It's totally normal. And you know what, though? I'm not too sure what he used to lace them, because I've been tripping the entire day. What he used to lace them. I've been tripping the entire day. There's a double joke. No. Did you get one of the jokes? So I bought some shoes off of a drug dealer. Los compré de él. And I don't know, though, but something's wrong with these shoes, because I don't know what he used to lace them. Chiste uno, lace them, because I've been tripping the entire day. Chiste dos. So, obviously those words have to have double meanings, don't they? Right? Okay, so to lace something. Well, let's start with to lace your shoes is to atar, to tie your laces, or to tie. A lot of times we don't say tie up your laces. We say tie your shoes instead of laces, even though said, yeah, shoelaces, right? So it's an interesting one there. But if something is laced with something, it's mixed with it. You would say envenenado con algo. So if somebody laced your drink with LSD, they spiked it, they put something in it, right? To lace something. Estar mezclado, right? Have alcohol or poison. Y laced, claro. Eso es lo muy importante ahí. Laced doesn't, you wouldn't say these cookies are laced with vanilla. No, porque vanilla no tiene ningún efecto, so vainilla. So laced with, estar mezclado con alguna droga, veneno, alcohol, you know, something like this. So these cookies are laced with weed, por ejemplo, eso sí que es, or these brownies, as many of you have seen, to be laced with. So es la misma palabra que atar los cordones, your laces. So if something is laced with something, it contains traces of that, okay, on purpose, as you guys know. So that's joke one. It's laced with it, the laces from the shoes. And I've been tripping the entire day. Well, before I taught you the word alucinar. Alucino pepinillos. I hallucinate little pickles. All right. We also say to trip, right? So if you take acid, you are tripping. You are on an acid trip, okay? And also to trip is to fall when you're walking. So if you trip, you stumble, right? Tropiezas. You trip. So it's kind of interesting because you can say to somebody, how was your trip? ¿Qué tal tu caída? Tu tropiezo. That's the word. I always mix it with tropezones. We were talking about Chips Ahoy before. Anybody else hungry? I'm always hungry, man. It's too much. So I've been tripping the entire day. Me estoy cayendo todo el día, but also tripping is alucinando, bajo los efectos de drogas. So double joke in that one. Here we go. I'll give you the whole thing. Ahora que sabéis el doble uso de lace y el doble uso de trip. I bought some shoes off my drug dealer the other day. Yeah, but you know what? I don't know what he used. The shoes are weird because I don't know what he used to lace them. I've been tripping the entire day. Paco, great one. Also, if somebody is a trip, that means they're very, very funny. So excellent usage. We could have made it a triple or quadruple trouble. But if we had done that, then we wouldn't have time for one of my favorite sections, famous birthday trivia.
Birthdays for you. Birthdays for me. Birthdays for everyone on the show with no name. Oi, oi, oi. Birthdays for him. Birthdays.
right, amigos. That's right. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. Also, guys, if somebody says you're tripping, esto es más como jerga, lo pensé en el jingle aquí. You're tripping, como tú estás loco, es, you know. So piénsalo, estás drogado. Also, you would say that to somebody who's not on drugs, but you're saying it like, tú tienes que estar colocado si crees que te voy a hacer eso. Or what, or crees que te, right? So same sense of the, same usage, I should say. All right, but let's move on to famous birthdays. I'm going to give you some clues, and I want you guys to tell me who our birthday boys and girls are. The first person was born in 1942. He is an English musician. He was the original keyboardist for the British band The Animals. And I know you guys know The Animals. You don't? All right. A ver si me sale. There is a house in New Orleans. A cool rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. It's a tough one. You got a raspy voice there. The Animals, of course. The Animals. Also, we can learn from them. No dejes que me malentienden. Y como podemos ver, sin el tú. La canción. Oh, Lord. Ay, Dios. Please don't let me be misunderstood. Please don't let me, sin tú. ¿Ves? Lo repasamos ahí. Don't let me be misunderstood. So yeah, this guy, he was the keyboardist, el teclista, you say, of this very famous group. And if you think of the song, The House of the Rising Sun, what's one of the coolest parts? The organ. So thank you, dude. Happy birthday. But you know what? Fame is tough. La fama es muy difícil. And it's a big price to pay. Es un precio muy grande pagar la fama. But hey, happy birthday anyway. Number two, this guy's very, very famous. Hollywood royalty right now, especially when we talk about comedies and producing and directing and all that. And he's famous. Well, he was nominated for Best Actor for the movie 127 Hours, which I have not seen. But he was in the Spider-Man trilogy. He was in Milk, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. He collaborates with Seth Rogen all the time. And he's collaborated with him on Pineapple Express, This is the End. You mean today's name, that movie? Yes. It took place at his house, this guy's house. So he was having the party in the movie. And Sausage Party, otra película que tiene, que se llama Sausage Party. In Spanish, you say Campo de Navos. Yeah. Okay, hey, don't shoot the messenger. And last but not least, this guy was born in 1935. He was an English actor. Very short guy, but very spunky, with a lot of energy. If somebody is spunky, they have a lot of energy. And I remember him, he was in the movie Arthur. He was very famous for being in the movie Arthur, where he played Arthur. He was also in the movie Mickey and Maude, and also a good movie with Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn, the famous Goldie Hawn, and that movie was called Foul Play. Y de ahí, pues aprendemos foul play. Cuando dicen que hay foul play, es hay juego sucio. Hay algo. So if they find a dead body in the river, un cadáver en el río, the police will say, we suspect foul play. Este no se tiró. There's been a crime here, right? Okay, let's see if you guys know who these people are. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your amigo, you know it, on fire as always, J.M. Hermosilla. Also, Chris Valrol. Number one, Alan Price. That's right. I tried to give you a clue. There's a big price you have to play. The second one is James Franco. And the third one is Dudley Moore. Dudley Moore, British actor Dudley Moore. I remember he was very popular in the 80s. And, well, this brings us to Foul Play. Our Say What soundbite is Foul Play. And this is Dudley Moore. And he is saying, he's trying to, so this is funny. I'm going to tell you guys the scene now. So it's Dudley Moore, British man, and Goldie Hawn, American woman. She plays an American woman in the movie, too. And he plays a British man. They don't change their accents. And he's trying to hook up with her. Él quiere ligar con ella. So he's trying to impress her, impresionarle, with his super hi-fi stereo system. And he's offering her a drink. If you can hear at the beginning, you can hear bottles clanking. No se oye unas botellas. And that is, of him. He's, as I said, he's trying to hook up with Goldie Hawn's character. And he says, I've got it all. He says, lo tengo todo, mami. Tengo flow, tengo, no, I'm joking. I've got it all. He says, I've got it all. And then she goes, I don't know. Yo, no sé yo. Ese I don't know is, no sé yo. And he goes, leave it to me. Déjamelo a mí. Leave it to me. He goes, I know just the thing for your mood. Yo sé justo lo que necesitamos para tu humor. I know just the thing for your mood. He goes, how about that music? He puts on the music, or he plays the music. How about that music? ¿Qué te parece esa música? He goes, fine. She goes, fine. Great. You know? He's like, and he goes, great beat, buen ritmo, great beat. And she says, yes, like she's not impressed. He goes, hidden speakers. Chris, I think you almost got it all. Nice job, Chris, by the way, if I'm not mistaken. Altavoces ocultas, hidden speakers, quadraphonic, he says, quadraphonic. Que no se usa esa palabra mucho hoy en día. And she says, really? Wow. Like, not impressed. Still not impressed. And then he goes, yeah, I got it all. Again, if you have to tell somebody you got it all, you don't. All right. This is birthday boy Dudley Moore and the lovely Goldie Hawn.
I've got it all.
I don't know.
Leave it to me. I know just the thing for your mood. How about that music?
Well, you can
fine. Great beat.
Yes.
Hidden speakers. Quadraphonic.
Really?
Yeah, I got it all.
All right, guys, there you go. The movie is Foul Play, que significa en inglés juego sucio. All right, we've got time for one quick section, and that is today's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's name that lyric. Only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And as always, this is the end of the show. That's right. Como la película de hoy, como la canción de los Doors. This is the end, but we're going to make it count. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for being here every day, for spreading the word. As I said, word of mouth is great. Next time somebody says, ¿y por qué hablas tú también en inglés? Then you can tell them. That's the perfect segue, transición, the perfect segue into, bueno, es que yo escucho Baugan Radio, este loco, whatever. Say whatever you want, but recommend us, and we'd highly appreciate that. So thank you. I know you guys, most of you do that already, but just a reminder, that's another way to reach people. Llegar a más gente. All right, so here we go, guys. Today's Name That Lyric. I want you to tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. Here we go. Cari, ¿me entiendes ahora? A veces me enfado un poco. So, baby, can you understand me now? Sometimes I get a little mad. Remember, the word mad is angry, but also mad is crazy. So maybe it could be both. Enfadado, loco, right? Sometimes I get a little mad. But como usa el get, yo voy por el enfadado. Yo lo traduje como enfadado. No sabes, nadie en este mundo puede ser mi ángel siempre. Don't you know no one alive can always be my angel? Cuando las cosas van mal, when things go wrong, yo me vuelvo malo. I seem to go bad. Soy un mero alma con buenas intenciones. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Ay, Dios, que no me malinterpreten. O no dejes que me malinterpreten. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your buddy, Born to Iron Man. And he nailed it. Excellent. Ooh, 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 I'm looking for that applause. Give me a second, guys. There it is. All right. And thank you, guys. Thank you again. Thank you. Now, you gave us Nina Simone. Yeah, that's a great version of the song. But, of course, today, since we're looking at the animals, we're going to do the animals version of this awesome song. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. And thank you so much, guys, for being here. And you better sing it with me. Más te vale. Here we go. Ow.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I seem a little mad, but don't you know that no life can always be an angel? And when things go wrong, I seem a little mad. But I'm just
here we go. I want everybody. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Please don't let me be misunderstood.
You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree with a joy that is hard to hide. Then sometimes it seems all I have to do is worry. Then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.